Hi there to all the listeners. Welcome to our second Causa podcast. I do apologize for this one being a little bit later than we would like, but it is all due to us having a great Causa Congress in Johannesburg, but we managed to get this one going. Today's podcast is going to be a different direction to what we did last time. This will be part of a segment where we are conducting various interviews, and it's going to be called Beyond the Practice. So this will just be more of an informal podcast where we delve into interviewing people that we thought may be interesting in bringing into our world and listening to their story. So for our first guest, first of all, I must apologize that Rowan is not here with us today. He could not make it, but he will definitely be with us with the next one. So he has promised that he looks forward to listening to this podcast. So for our first guest, we have Tamia Abrahams. Tamia is a six-year chiropractic student at the DUT. She is very passionate about student engagement and advocating for both the chiropractic profession and her patients. She has been involved with the World Congress of Chiropractic Students, or it's as most commonly known, the WCCS, since her first year of study, and was recently elected into the position of president at this year's AGM. She is currently the second president to hail from South Africa. The first one was our fellow, well-known past vice president of CASA, Dr. Luke Schmidt, back in 2014. But Tamia is the first female president to hail from Africa and also the first person of color in our organization in the organization's 43-year history, which is a huge accolade. She's very proud to represent her country, continent, and fellow peers within the global chiropractic landscape. And in her free time, Tamia does enjoy reading and running. So welcome, Tamia, to the podcast.
Thank you so much. So excited to be here and to share with you today.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. First of all, from our side, a huge congratulations. I know I did message you when we did find out, but congratulations on being elected onto as president of the WCCS. I'm pretty sure it's quite an honor. You must have been quite excited to be in that position.
Thank you so much. Yes, I was very, very excited to be elected into the position. Also came with some nerves as well. I think I have been very privileged to be elected into the position because this is my second time serving on the board, and I'll be graduating soon. And the mindset that I went into this year's elections with was that, I've served my time. And it's time to give somebody else a chance as well. And if it was meant to be, it will be. So I'm really, really privileged and just excited that I was re-elected onto the board, firstly. And then as president, I think it's a great way to round my time off with the WCCS and a great end to my student career.
That's great to hear. So we're going to delve more into that with regards to your presidency and the WCCS. So all our listeners who have never heard of the WCCS and get to know what it is about and what it is your guys' role is going forward and what do you guys do within the chiropractic landscape. So we'll cover that shortly. But just more about you, I'd like to know. So you're a six-year chiropractic student right now at DUT. I know we get asked this question a lot. I get asked it a lot by my patients, but essentially, I want to know your story. What got you into chiropractic? What made you want to study chiropractic?
Well, I guess I could say I took quite an unconventional route into chiropractic. So it was my matric year. I had applied to universities all over South Africa. Believe it or not, my first choice, and it had been for many years, was politics. I actually wanted to go into politics and become the president of South Africa. But I
President of
think,
WCCS will have to do right.
yeah, right? I think it's a much better platform anyway, to be honest. So I think that the bottom line was that I wanted to help people around me. I wanted to make a difference, a positive difference in people's lives. And I had been going to a chiropractor since I was in primary school, probably maybe 6 or 7 years old. I saw my sister get adjusted at 2 weeks old. And, I just kept going. They really helped me. The chiropractor that I went to was just so amazing. And I must say that my family really tries the alternative route. before we try any kind of medication or anything like that. And so I thought about why not look if you can still study chiropractic within South Africa. I wasn't actually quite sure. I had heard of Technikon-Natal, back in the day. So I took a chance, and it was actually in the July of my matric year, and the applications closed in August. So I really was cutting it fine. And yeah, so I just took the leap of faith and I applied. I'm actually from Cape Town. So, going to study in Durban, my parents were not too on board with it, I'm not gonna lie. So yeah, so that's how I got into chiropractic. I came up for the interview, my mom brought me, and after the interview, I said to my mom, I don't think it's gonna happen. I don't think I meet the criteria. Yeah, I don't think I kind of sold myself enough. I'm not really that kind of person that, wants to, advertise myself, if I can say that. And I remember it was they had said they'd contact us near the end of October. And I remember on like the 25th, 26th of October saying to my parents, it's not going to happen. It's okay. I will try one of the other routes that I had applied for. And on the 31st of October at 6:30 in the morning, I was sitting on my bed and I got the email that I'd been accepted, and I honestly couldn't believe it. To be honest, my parents couldn't believe it either.
That's
So yeah,
awesome.
so that's why I say I've taken a quite an unconventional route into chiropractic, but not something I regret at all.
Funny thing is, you mentioned that you actually got an email. I mean, back in my day, we got post. And I also remember running to the post box and checking it every day and eventually getting that letter, which I still kept. So I know the feeling that the next best feeling is when you get your research back and you get told that you're passed. So there's a great feeling. Yeah, I think what's very interesting to hear is that you were very interested in politics in the beginning. So, and then now being in chiropractic, it makes sense that you decided to branch more into how can you get involved in aspects of chiropractic outside of South Africa and also within a leadership direction. And WCCS came into effect. So it's great that you are involved in politics in some way.
Yeah, I think it's really awesome that we are able to be the voice for students. We're in a really unique position that we represent chiropractic students globally, no matter their ideology, their philosophy. All we want to do is kind of just ignite that passion within students. So I think it's really special that I'm able to be part of that.
So going on to the WCCS routes, I mean, I was last involved in WCCS back in 2014. That's when I stepped off. I was there for 5 years as well, and I stepped off the WCCS in my last one, 2014. And I kept in touch a couple years. So, but I'm sure the things have changed within WCCS. What can you tell our listeners about the WCCS? What is the WCCS? What is its purpose, and what is it currently doing in the world?
So the WCCS was formed in 1980, and we try and unite the global chiropractic student population through inspiration and integrity. We're an apolitical platform, and we basically just try and bring a wider sense of community within chiropractic students, but also, as I said, just try and ignite that passion for the profession within them. We also try and provide them with different points of view. I mean, because we are apolitical, we welcome everybody's ideologies and philosophies, and we allow each other to learn from each other. I think that's the biggest thing, and that's the thing that I enjoy the most. Yes, it's awesome to meet people from all over the world, but I think what's even greater than that is that you get to humble yourself and you get to learn something new and something that you might have been really suspect of before. But when you have somebody, explaining it to you and, you get to understand it from somebody else's perspective, it's really awesome. So just being able to learn from each other, and also we've been really privileged to be able to interact with the World Federation of Chiropractic. They are a really great supporter of our work. So being able to have contact on that platform and kind of expose our students to the global sphere of chiropractic And not just chiropractic, but the global health sphere as well is really what we try and do. We try and promote like multidisciplinary practice, but also advocating for our profession because, I mean, everybody within chiropractic knows how awesome we are, but we need to also try and share that with the other medical professionals around us. So we try and have good working relationships with external stakeholders as well that are involved within the medical sphere.
Oh, the WCC is still, as far as I recall, you got you still represent WFC as part of the team that goes to the WHO and the WHA assembly in Switzerland. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct. So we are part of the WFC delegation. So this year I was privileged enough to be part of that delegation. There were two of us from WCCS, myself and Dr. Mohamed Yassin Tagari. And we formed basically the youth voice on the WFC delegation. And we were really just able to immerse ourselves into the World Health Assembly and see what it's all about and listen and learn from, those high up within WFC. So I think it's really awesome that we have a seat at the table at, the biggest health conference in the world.
Definitely, it's a great opportunity, and it's an absolute privilege to be around those people, not just within the WFC, but it's being around other delegates within different professions re representing chiropractic. So that's awesome that you are involved in that. Just more questions about the WCCS. Is there any major projects you guys are involved in at the moment that you guys are trying to do? I know with COVID, a lot of things took a back seat. Is there anything specific that the WCCS are working on at the moment within the chiropractic profession?
Within the chiropractic profession, we're trying to get a lot of our chapters back. So, as you said, with COVID, we lost a lot of our schools that made part of our membership. So, we're trying to get them back. We're trying to engage with students more. We also have a series of bi-monthly speakers where we get different chiropractors to come in and share their knowledge about different topics, which we're trying to engage students in that way. And then we also took part in World Spine Day, which was really awesome. A lot of our chapters went out and got their communities to move their spine, got their students to move their spine. So it was really awesome. So we try and get involved within our chiropractic communities, within our student chiropractic communities, but also within the community at large and try and promote chiropractic in the community at large, as well as trying to do community service wherever the need may arise as well.
You mentioned that quite a few schools dropped off after the pandemic. And from our research, I noticed that a lot of the USA schools have dropped off. Are they starting to trickle back? Are they seeing the need? Are the schools seeing the need to be involved with the WCs again?
So yeah, it's really sad that many of our USA schools have not been as active as they used to be because, they were the founding members of WCCS. But we are seeing a great return of students and chapters within the USA. I mean, we're in contact with Logan, we're in contact with Palmer as well, Sherman. So we're trying to get them back. We're trying to engage with them. And I think it's also really important to note that we have new schools as well that are within Canada and Mexico that have been doing amazing work throughout the pandemic. So we have the University of Quebec, Three Rivers, where we just had our AGM this year. So this was actually their second time hosting AGM, and their chapter is actually stronger than ever. It's really awesome. And then we've got the Mexican chapter at the University of Veracruz, who will be hosting AGM next year. So I think something that we are trying to work towards, and this has definitely been my goal for my term as president, is that focusing on quality instead of quantity is really important. So making sure that the chapters that, stayed with us throughout the pandemic and, didn't drop off, that, we we make sure that we're engaging with them to the best of our ability. It'll be amazing if we get the US schools back. And, you know, we're working really hard at doing that. But I also really want to put an effort and put an emphasis on making sure that the schools that want to engage with us are doing so.
It's good to hear. It sounds like you guys definitely have a plan, and I'm looking forward to seeing that the WCC is growing again and being able to influence our students locally. I know that I keep on referring back into my day, where it was only like 10 years ago, but the WCC has had a huge impact on those that were involved in creating leadership. We've got President Vice President Kaza. We've got presidents of associations as well that are coming through. So I really hope that there are students listening here that I do in South Africa or abroad, that they are encouraged to approach WCCS and your various student clubs and get involved in anything that would basically keep your chiropractic fire ignited. I know it did mine, and it does sound like it's doing yours as well, Tamir. So I'm really glad to hear that things are growing again and looking good. Just moving away from the WCCS, you're involved with FIX recently. Can you tell us more about that?
So I was selected to join FIX as a research assistant at the CSIT World Sports Games that was held in Bologna. Yes, Bologna, in September. So that was really an awesome opportunity. Research is so important within the chiropractic sphere because as we want to gain more traction with the medical sphere at large, we need to do research. So I think, doing my own research and kind of just being aware of research in general within chiropractic was a really something that I wanted to partake in because I want to be part of, forging the way forward for our amazing profession.
Your trip to Italy, because you're involved with research, was anyone awesome that you met? Anyone special? Anyone that left a lasting memory for you from that trip?
I think in general, just being able to be part of the research team and being able to learn from the different chiropractors that we were placed with. So each day we would go to a different sport and there would be about two chiropractors at that sport. Just being able to learn from, each of them about the importance of firstly, research about the importance of what we were doing. And then also just learning different techniques from them, being able to just chat to them about practice, life after varsity. I think I just gained so much knowledge and insight that I can't really pinpoint just, one person that was just incredibly instrumental. I think each of them had, like a special piece of advice to offer me. And yeah, I really, really enjoy just getting to see the different types of treatment that they would do, how they'd approach patients. Yeah, it just gave me again a broader spectrum of what chiropractic is like globally.
Coming off of FIX and WCCS, and we can almost two very different directions within the chiropractic profession. We've got the practice and research side of things, sports chiropractic, and then you have the WCCS, which is more of a regulatory and legislative body. Using those two, what does that involve, and what does that lead for you for your plans for the future as a chiropractor? What direction are you going in? Is it practice? Is it a bit of both with regards to practice and legislation? Tell us more about that.
Sure, that's quite a loaded question.
Yeah.
So, the one thing that I said this year, and I've been getting this question a lot, I'm graduating soon. Well, hopefully, if DUT complies. And a lot of people have been asking me, what are you doing after this? Where are you going? And I was like, you know what? My only focus this year has been to finish at DUT. But I have, had a lot of thoughts about what I want to do. Long term, where I want to be and those kinds of things. I think first and foremost, I really want to give back to the chiropractic community outside of South Africa. So I really would like to get involved with World Spine Care and maybe going to work up in Botswana with Dr. Mafudzi Chiyambakwe. I think it would be really rewarding. And I think it kind of ties in with the legislation part of it, in being able to make sure that everybody has equitable access to chiropractic care. And then that kind of also ties in with the sports chiropractic part of it. I mean, Fix's motto is every athlete deserves chiropractic care. Well, I believe that every person in Africa deserves chiropractic care. So I definitely want to do that before I jump into any kind of settling down, if I can say that, into a practice. I think that the work that Dr. Chiambakwe is doing is absolutely admirable and and noble, and I want to be involved with that. I want to make a difference in, in people's lives. So I think first and foremost, that is where I'd like to be soon after graduation. And then I would like to get my ICSE through Fix. So in the background, we'll try and work on that. And we'll see. Maybe I'll be a WFC one day. Who knows?
Who knows? But you can join CASA first, and there's lots of branches that need help, and you can work your way up as well.
100%, 100%. I mean, COS is doing really great work within each region.
It
So,
helps to have great student members like you. So thank you for the kind words, Tamia. Listening to your story, it's very clear that you used various directions to stay motivated. Not a lot of our chiropractic students, UJ and DUT, have that, or I wouldn't say have that, but have utilized the avenues for them in order to stay motivated. It is a very long degree. It is a tough one. It's very tough to stay motivated and pull through and see the light at the end of the tunnel because of the way it is structured and the difficulty of the course. In
Yes.
being in your sixth year and with your roles that you have had and done and what you've seen over the 6 years, what is the one thing, what is the things you would tell a student in first year right now in order to make sure that they see out those 6 years and they get out with a smile on their face?
So I think the most important thing first is have a good work-life balance. I think the mistake that I made in first year was burning myself out really quickly. I wasn't a top achiever at school, but I knew I could work hard. So every single waking minute that I wasn't at lectures, I was studying. So I think it's great to work hard and to dedicate yourself to your studies, but you also need to be a person outside of your studies as well. You need to develop your soft skills. So finding your people, if I can say that, within chiropractic, within your course, but also outside of your course, is going to help you develop not only as a student, but as a future practitioner. I think also joining WCCS was a really great help to me because I met so many of the older years. And I then had a kind of direct line, if I can say, to them that, like, I don't understand this. Can you please help me? Or I'm looking for past papers. Or can you give me any advice about this subject? So I think genuinely just trying to get involved with whether it be Fix, WCCS, CASA, just trying to get involved with something that's greater than yourself will help you feel a lot less isolated in this course. And it's going to help you, keep that motivation to keep on going. As you said, this course is super long. DUT is very frustrating. Chiropractic can be very frustrating. It's a lot of work, but if you prioritize yourself, your mental health, and try and find your people to help you get through it. It goes quicker than you think.
Very, very wise words. Tamia, in closing, I just want to say well done. Congratulations again for your election onto the board of directors, or I think you call it your offices, or things have changed.
Yeah, board of directors, BOD. Yeah,
Okay.
it's the same, no
Okay,
stress.
good. Congratulations once again. And I have no doubt that you will fly the South African flag and DUT flag high. We look forward to seeing big things from you in the future. And we're very proud to have you as one of our own representing us abroad. Thank you for also being our first guest as an interview on this podcast segment. So yeah, we will definitely see you soon. I hope you will be at CASA Congress here in Durban. If not, I will come find you in Botswana or wherever World Spine Care Clinic. So once again, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been really awesome to chat to you. And yeah, hope to see you at Congress next year as well.
I will be there. Cheers to Mia.
Thank you.
That's the conclusion of our second podcast. I want to thank all of you listeners for being here. It was a great interview, and we look forward to interviewing more people going forward. Once again, if you have any suggestions for any podcast or any topic within our podcast, please let us know. You can drop us comments underneath here on social media. Drop us an email, dradams@casacouncil.co.za, or go via your branch chair. I'm sure they'll be in communication with us. Thanks for listening once again, and we will see you next year.